Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable. Thank you so much for joining me on Memorial Day weekend. Such a great holiday, remembering those who have fallen in the line of duty. I got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio this morning live. How you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Yeah, you're the only guest I've got live in person today. So
I just want you to remember the sacrifice that I've made.
Yes, exactly.
On Memorial Day.
Yes, thank you for your sacrifice.
Yes.
437-1620, call or text into the show. Let us know what you're doing today for Memorial Day. Got lots of commemorative events happening in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. I think at 11 a.m., they're having the big Navarre Beach event there right across from the causeway. So get down there early if you can. I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of traffic down there this morning.
I would think, yes.
Yes. So we were talking a little bit before we came on here live at the show at 92.3 here, that you have sort of an English equivalent of Memorial Day, sort of.
The equivalent is, and I was just actually checking online, you observe it too, Poppy Day, Remembrance Day.
It's called Poppy Day.
It's November the 11th, which signifies, it's the date that hostilities ended in the First World War. Mm. So it's not really, I think, followed as much in this country as it is in England, where you wear a poppy in your lapel or on your shirt, whatever. And I remember I think as a kid we used to buy them at the store. I don't really remember, but we acquired these poppies, new one every year, just a red poppy.
Yeah.
And back in those days, of course, I hate to say, when I was growing up, was in the 50s, not the 1850s, the 1950s.
Right.
There were still, many of the World War One veterans were still alive, my granddad included. Right. And so if you did not wear a poppy, somebody was likely to say something to you. I mean, even a stranger in the street would say something. Mm. Because it was such a solemn day. But again, the memory of World War One, where millions of people died, dare we say it, unnecessarily.
Right.
The war was, well, that's a whole different subject. Mm-hmm. But the feelings were still very raw that I think just about every family in England lost a loved one, or one or more. So again, people were still very emotional about it. And so, if you didn't observe that day, not that we ever thought we wouldn't, but if you were seen without a poppy, certainly somebody would say, "Hey, hey, Johnny, there, go get one."
Right. In this country, though, we have some leniency for certain things, but on a day like today, I would think hopefully nobody's trying to make a huge statement, and everybody can just get together and, just remember those who, sacrificed it all,
yes.
gave their life so that we could enjoy this day and, have a little bit of a vacation. And I was telling David in the newsroom this morning, I was like, I'm going to live today like it was the last. Like, it's just, I'm just going to live it up and do whatever I want and have a great time, because that's the whole point. That's why they sacrificed. And we honor them today. If you have any questions, comments, 437-1620. I got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio. Go to Malcolm Ballinger. I do that every time. BallingerPublishing.com. You need your own website, MalcolmBallinger.com. That way I can just pump that.
Oh.
Yeah. It could just be all about you. But go to BallingerPublishing.com, Pensacola Magazine, Downtown Crowd. I don't have a new Downtown Crowd in here. I've got to go get one. See what's going on.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's lots going on. Mm-hmm. Are you going to the parade on Friday?
Yes, the Fiesta.
Fiesta parade.
Oh, yeah, I will be there. News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. All of us will be there. Cat Country crew, everybody will be there.
Yeah, I, from time to time, walk with with the 92.3, and I think I might do that again this year.
Mm-hmm. It'll be our first year as News Radio Pensacola, our new branding. So,
oh,
yeah, so it'll be a great parade. Yep, because we're everywhere now. We've got two FM stations. We've got an AM station. We're online, newsradio923.com.
You are radio in Pensacola.
Yeah. And we've got that big ad in the Pensacola magazine.
Yes.
Yeah. The sun came out right as we were taking that picture, right in front of the radio station.
And you don't have a chip on your shoulder anymore, which is good to see.
I don't. Still don't have a new photo, and you probably still don't have a new ad either. We need to make a new radio ad for you.
Boy, that is a motley-looking crew.
It really is. Yeah. We all wore red. You know, red is just great color, you know, for somebody.
It's
really great for the skin. I've never looked good in red, but that's the way it goes. We are the ketchup and mustard stations here with Cat Country and News Radio, Pensacola.
You are a handsome-looking crew. Yeah. There is no doubt. And, again, congratulations on your Crystal Award.
Yes, yes, we're very proud of that.
Well deserved.
Yes, thank you very much.
I said it on the air, and I'll say it again, that whenever there's a hurricane coming our way, don't bother with TV.
Right.
Just turn on 92.3, because you get all of the information.
Right. Yeah, we camp here. If a storm's coming, we're not leaving.
Yeah.
We are here all night. Check in the ThreatNet radar right now. News Radio Pensacola ThreatNet radar showing some precipitation in the area. I think maybe around 1 or 2 o'clock we're supposed to have some showers maybe moving through the area, but it's a 100% maybe right now at this point. So if you're going out, don't change your plans, but take maybe take an umbrella just in case you have these little spotty storms that pop up. But otherwise, looking good on the ThreatNet.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions, comments. Let us know what you're doing today. Are you staying at home? How are you observing this Memorial Day? 437-1620. When we come back, I want to talk to you about something that I've been seeing on the internet a lot here recently, actually. I've been seeing these videos of people trying to take a quick snapshot with the Royal Guards, especially the ones on horseback. So it's some weird stuff going on there. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. 437-1620, News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Malcolm Ballinger, BallingerPublishing.com.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles, and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. We've got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio. Go to ballingerpublishing.com. Check out all the latest editions of Pensacola Magazine, Downtown Crowd, Rosemary Times. Got all kinds of great publications, so you can keep up on what's going on in Pensacola today. Got lots of great activities and events happening for Memorial Day. Thank you so much for joining us. 437-1620. Join the conversation. If you're like me and you just sort of get lost in these Facebook reels and these little short videos on social media every once in a while, then you may have seen these. Have you seen the videos of people standing next to the Royal Guards on horseback in front of Buckingham Palace, and they're taking a picture with the horse, and unknowingly they're sitting there posing for the picture, and then the horse just starts snacking on the person on their arm or on their clothing, and then it becomes a big ordeal. There's also videos online of people straight up getting into fistfights with these guards. So I just wanted to ask you about that. Do you have any experience with this? What is up with this phenomena?
Number one, it's not smart to get into a fist fight with one of those guards, because right. they're probably pretty handy with their fists.
They're trained and armed. Yeah.
But secondly, these people deserve to get their arm bitten off or something. I mean, how stupid can you be?
Yeah, they're trying to get those Instagram views. You know, hey, here's me next to a horse at Buckingham Palace.
It's beyond my comprehension. I just don't understand why. Yes, I understand. But if you stand a few feet away, maybe, and take a picture with the horse right. behind, I think that's fine.
Right, but not right up next to it where it can reach you.
No.
So what is the story behind the guards not breaking? And because that's the whole, from what I'm reading online, that's the whole point of this, is to try to get the guards to break character.
Yeah,
in a way.
Obviously, they don't want them to interact with the public.
Mm-hmm.
They're ceremonial mainly, but also they serve a purpose,
right.
obviously, for security. But, of course, they'd be ineffective if they were chatting with tourists.
Right.
So the idea is that you maintain that stiff upper lip, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the charms, I think, of going to Buckingham Palace.
Mm.
So, yeah, have a picture taken with them, but don't do anything stupid.
Yeah.
By the way, if you get too close to the rear end, it's likely to kick you.
Right. Now, some of the videos online I'm seeing are actually staged, and it's fake guards and fake tourists,
yeah.
and it's just for views. So you can usually tell.
That AI stuff again.
Well, really that and sense. Just people just trying to get views, so they make up a fake video and make it look real. And, look, I can't believe that happened. But it's all fake, so you should be able to spot the ones.
Yes.
I marched drum corps when I was a kid, and I was in the drum line, had a big bass drum on, and we'd march and go around the country and do these competitions and things. And we had sort of a version of that. When we were at attention, I guess you would say, we weren't supposed to break. That was bad. Like, if I had my drum on and the sun was right in my face and I'm about to drop my drum because I'm about to pass out, I had to just stand there, and I had to not make any expression. I couldn't talk. I just had to sit there and sweat, and that was the thing. And people would try to break us. People would try to, you know, especially when you're moving 150 kids all in a line. Everybody's got an instrument and a uniform on, and they're moving in a direction. People love to dart in between, you know, the people marching, which was a big no-no as well.
You can imagine how hot it gets in those uniforms.
Oh, it was. We marched in Disney in August, and yes. It was horrible. It was really bad. So,
you know, I've sort of got on my soapbox a little bit in the past about the royal family.
Right.
I was never really, as an Englishman, born Englishman, I was a royalist, but okay. I mean, it was nothing. But I must admit, since the last few years in particular, particularly, I guess, since that Meghan's come along.
Right.
I come to understand, I was going to say Prince Charles, now King Charles.
Mm-hmm.
He's got wayward kids just like the rest of us.
Yes.
And all of those worries. Having cancer too, and a daughter-in-law with cancer, you begin to realize they're really just like a regular family, in at least in that respect.
Right.
And so I just wish that Meghan would, and Harry, would just go away.
Right.
I just cannot believe that. If I was King Charles, I would just take the titles. Look, you want to live in America, go to America. Stay there. Just don't come back.
Right.
And be Mr. and Mrs. Windsor. Hmm. And I think that would be the end of it.
That's almost what happened, I think, in a way. But then...
Well, you know. She still uses the... still telling people that she's a princess. She's not a princess. Hmm. She's a duchess. By marriage.
Right.
There's a whole difference. She's not a royal. She's a royal by marriage.
Okay.
And... she's just a third-rate cable actress.
Wow, probably, okay,
I'll probably, right. I'll probably get sued.
Don't hold back.
Well, I just feel that, King Charles has enough to deal with without dealing with her.
Right, right.
And she's married to his second son, so I guess he has to sort of, yes.
Right.
It's easy for me to say, just cut her off and send him away.
Right.
But that might be the best thing. Certainly the British public feel that way, vast majority.
And I have to feel for them in a way, because the tabloids and the publicity over there, especially with the paparazzi, we think we got it bad over here.
Yeah.
It's really bad over there. So trying to hide all of those skeletons in the closet from your family. when you think about it, the families that are the most successful and have the most money and there's so much going on with them, that's usually when kids get neglected when they're young, and that's when they start acting out we've seen it. So
yeah,
that's, it's almost like child stars, child actors,
Yeah. Yeah. I think most families, not all certainly, but some families at least have a troubled child.
Right.
Many of us, me included. And it's a heartbreaking thing, because you have to make decisions that your heart tells you you shouldn't, but your head says you should.
Mm.
And so I feel for King Charles, particularly while he's battling cancer. I
mean, right.
He's human. He's mm-hmm. He may be king, but he's human. So
yeah, he probably never thought he would be king. He probably thought, "Nah, I'll be gone before she ever did."
Yeah, she lived forever.
Oh my goodness! So wow.
I must say, I was a little indifferent to Queen Elizabeth when she was alive, but I think now she's gone. I think I've come to realize what a great asset she was to Great Britain, and a very steadying influence. That's the one thing I think, I think I've said this before, there's the one difference between, I think, in the United States, where our leader comes and goes every 4 years or
right.
every 8 years,
mm-hmm.
whereas in England the leader is constant as long as they live. And so in times of trouble, it's a great focal point to bring the country together. As in World War II, it's Memorial Day,
right?
World War I, World War II, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yes, honoring those who have fallen on this Memorial Day. News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio. Go to ballingerpublishing.com. Check out the new editions of Pensacola Magazine, Downtown Crowd. We're talking about things going on in Pensacola for Memorial Day, and just chatting it up. 437-1620.
Yeah, I guess we better talk about Pensacola.
Yes, yeah, we'll do that when we come back.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back to talk about events coming up in Pensacola. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. They take great-tasting burgers seriously. Culver's Butter Burger begins as fresh, never-frozen beef seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. It's a whole lot more than a burger. It's a taste of home. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softley Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is now available with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Bands on the Beach, every Tuesday night at 7, bring a lawn chair or towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music. This week, the Disco Kiss takes the stage, playing the best songs from the biggest bands of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Bring a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio. Go to ballingerpublishing.com. All right, what's going on in Pensacola today for Memorial Day?
Just a quick follow-up comment. Remember, we spoke a few weeks ago, I think we spoke twice about the noise downtown.
Yes.
You may have seen reports that the local Pensacola police have issued over 40 tickets.
Oh, nice.
And believe me, it has made a difference.
Good. Yeah. Very good.
So be warned, if you've got one of those loud radios and silencers or non-silencer, whatever, don't go downtown because you're going to get a ticket.
Does it work for the loud muffler systems?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice.
Absolutely.
That's the worst.
Yes.
I can deal with a little bit of bass, you know, if they pass me with their, you know, audio system just pumping, but it's that really loud muffler that gets me. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for our time today. Thank you for actually coming into the studio and being
Do I get a special medal for actually showing up in person?
I have some Dunkin' Donuts. If you want a donut?
Well, that may do.
All right. Yeah, they're in the Cat Country studio if Mel and Brent haven't polished them off by now. So there should be some left in there. But thank you for showing up, and thank you for what you do. BallingerPublishing.com. Thank you, sir.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.